Major General Kong says both SSPDF Inspector General Lieutenant General Peter Dormajur Gatluak and his bodyguard Second Lieutenant Gatluak Riak sustained non-life-threatening injuries during the shootout and were rushed to Gyada Military Hospital following the incident. Kong says he visited the general last night at the hospital and again today at his home shortly after he was discharged. He says General Gatluak was shot 4 times.
He shot me 2 gunshot wounds on his right hand, another one on his shoulder, and another one that went through his mouth and exited on his neck. He also suffered some cuts from glasses that were shattered. The bodyguard sustained 1 gunshot wound to his abdomen.
Kong says he failed to visit the bodyguard because the 2 men were receiving treatment from different wards and that he had a lot of work he was following up on yesterday in relation to the incident. He says he didn't have the injured bodyguard's number to reach out to him yesterday, but now that he is not busy, he intends to visit Second Lieutenant Riak. General Kong says his information about the incident has been one-sided from the point of view of the general, who claims weapons were discharged as a result of minor issues between some of his bodyguards and one of their commanders.
The person who is in second in command of control of bodyguards is the one that was having some issues with some of soldiers and his command. An IGP came in as the overall commander at that unit. He was basically advising him on the need to be a little bit cautious in handling their affairs, their daily affairs, things to do with command and control, their welfare. Probably, maybe, he did not understand properly the context. Or what his inspector general meant.
Kong says he has heard contradictory statements about what took place. He says the inspector general told him it was the bodyguard who started shooting him. But according to other sources within Bilfarm, the inspector general first fired his weapon at the bodyguard. Kong says the 2 officers will be interrogated after both are discharged from the hospital to establish the chain of events that led up to the incident. He says both officers violated military law by taking up arms against each other. When asked what charges the officers face, Kong says the army will follow the SPLA Act.
Our SPLA rules and regulations, SPLA Act 2009, clearly spells all the areas, you know, and what kind of a punishment should be given to someone who had violated the standing rules, administrative rules. We have also have penalties that are given to those who have violated military rules. So when the time comes for investigation, be subjected into a legal process. Of course, the director of military justice with our legal teams will come in to know exactly the violations of use of firearms, and put this into legal perspectives. But at the moment, the 2, of course, violated some of our rules and regulations.
Kong says no one else was injured during the incident because the 2 officers fought in the inspector general's office before jumping out the window. Kong says there is need to train and create awareness among security forces about the penalties they face when relations between senior military officials and subordinates are violated. Jacob Chol, a professor of political science at the University of Juba, says it was a sad incident for a senior official and his junior to shoot at each other at military headquarters, a place that should control the misuse of firearms. He says any shooting in the country often brings panic to the public, knowing that there are all kinds of guns in the community. He says any shooting in the country is a violation of the ceasefire that was signed by the parties and that both old and new soldiers must be well trained on how to handle disputes. Chol says guns should be left at the reception or at the gate to avoid such incidents.
It would be good that they have to review gun policy at the ministry so that people don't carry guns, only the designated security at the entrance or maybe within the ministry at a certain point should be the one carrying guns, so that the guns are not carried by generals. Because after all, why do you carry a gun when you are in the office? Your security provided by who? By the ministry and by the government. And the government is who? The government are those soldiers that are at the gate.
Chol says he has seen several people carrying guns on the street, which he says is risky given South Sudan's history of war and how people have been traumatized for years. He says it is important for soldiers to leave their guns at the barracks or at a store rather than moving with them on the streets, because any time a soldier is provoked, he may turn to his weapon to fight. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.